It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and Dean is on assignment. Hello, Dean. Ooh.
You cannot get enough of bald guys at the Museum of Science and Museum of Broadcast Communication today, can you?
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, we talked to Dave Plyer as well. Dean's Entertainment Report, sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. I can't wait to see this Museum of Broadcast Communications exhibit about Johnny Carson.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. On TV this morning on Channel 9, we're, you know, given the first look at the museum, and there's a pretty extensive Johnny Carson exhibit. It's one of the main exhibits. There's an Evolution of Late Night exhibit. There is an exhibit remembering the 50 years of The Loop radio.
Yes.
That includes Miss Wendy Snyder is part of it.
Did I have big hair?
You had enormous hair. Enormous hair. And this,
jealous?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And, of course, 65 years of Bozo, all the Chicago kids TV memories that were on WGN. So, yeah, a lot of good memories here. We're showing it all morning long. And as Dave Plyer told you before, the museum opens tomorrow for a special media preview and then officially opens to the public on Friday for people to come and see at its brand new location.
Cool. And Johnny would have been 100, right? This would have been his
100th
birthday? Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that amazing? I was just on hold here. I'm watching one of the many video exhibits that they have here, and they were showing Johnny's second to the last show, the one where Bette Midler sang to him.
Oh, yeah.
Sang one for my baby and one more for the road. And that was over 40 years ago. I mean, it's is that right? No, 30 years ago. It was a long time ago that we said goodbye to Johnny. Of course, we can still see him on Antenna TV, which is always real fun.
Yeah,
to see. But yeah, it's amazing the legacy of late night. I mean, the late night exhibit has stuff from Conan, from Letterman, from Jay Leno, from Colbert. The Colbert's original desk is here that you can zip behind and take a picture. So there's a lot of cool stuff.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Brian,
are you coming to the big media preview tomorrow?
I cannot make it tomorrow, Dean.
Oh, Wendy.
I'm so sorry. So send me pictures and stuff.
Yeah, I think you should just cancel whatever other plans you have.
Sleep?
Yes.
Yeah, really, you're the guy to talk to. You never get any sleep.
That's what I mean. Come on, I want someone else's. Sleep deprived as I am.
Bryant Gumbel has been hospitalized. What's going on?
They don't really know, but he was taken to a New York City hospital yesterday, about 9 p.m. All we know is that he was hospitalized. We don't know for what reason. We don't know the seriousness of anything, but it's a story that we're going to be keeping an eye on. He is 77 years old, if it matters.
How is everybody else getting so old and we aren't?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I think it must be the big hair that we once had back in the day.
Yeah, you had a mullet, right?
Well, sort of, yeah. I've always had terrible hair. I'm sort of glad that I'm bald now because I could never do anything. When I did have hair, I couldn't do anything with it. So when it fell out, I was like, whew, finally. It's very low maintenance. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. All right. Is there an AI Suzanne Summers? What's happening here?
Okay. This is the creepiest story of the week. Suzanne Summers died 2 years ago of breast cancer. And there are reports that her husband, Alan Hamill, has created a Suzanne Summers AI for online, for, you know, fan interactions, for people to interact with. with this digital version of Suzanne Somers. He says the fans love it, and people are calling it a really interesting project, which sounds like super polite talk for it's really weird. I'm not a fan of AI. I've mentioned this many times, and I've never liked, remember when they used to do those holographs?
Yes.
Those hologram shows of
Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole singing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and Michael Jackson. They had stage shows with holograms. And they were creepy then. They're much more sophisticated now. I mean, it is amazing. But, you know, the woman's been gone for 2 years. Let her rest in peace. Instead of creating an AI image, you know, I guess to each their own. It just, this whole AI thing of being able to create someone's likeness, whether they approve of it or not, or whether they're alive or not, just seems really creepy to me.
What's creepy is that her former husband has put this out. That's what the creepy part is.
Yeah.
Like, he's cool with it.
I mean, well, you know, if he's the person behind it.
I know. That's
not only that he's cool with it. He's the one that it was his idea to do it. But, you know, I'm sure there's money to be made.
Yeah, of course. That has to be.
Out of something like this. You know, I don't have any proof, but I would guess that this is financially driven. So we go from there. I never let, you know, being able to verify anything stand in the way of me reporting it.
All right. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and he's on vacation. Dean is at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. What is new this week in home video, Dean?
A lot of good stuff pre-Halloween this week, if you're a Stephen King fan, and Stephen King's Pennywise, to be precise. There is a new prequel series coming out called It. Welcome to Derry begins streaming Sunday on HBO Max. There is also my pre-Halloween pick of the week. I've gone back for some of the classics. Have you ever seen Vincent Price's House of Wax?
Yes, Wendy? Not recently, but yes, I have.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since I was a little kid. I've told the story on the air how my brothers, I have three older brothers, and we would go to the movies on Saturday. They would begrudgingly take their little brother along with. So we'd get to the theater, and the minute that we got there, they would ditch me, and I would sit by myself in the theater watching usually Vincent Price movies. But I remember specifically House of Wax, you know, sitting there by myself. I couldn't have been more than 5 or 7 years
Aww.
Old. Terrified, running, screaming from the theater, went and I sitting in the lobby waiting for my brothers to come out. But anyway, so maybe I'm traumatized by this movie. I think it's great. It's about this disfigured sculptor who runs a wax museum specializing in people who have met with very gruesome deaths. Why would I be terrified by that? That's a 5 or 7 year old kid. That is available on Amazon Prime this week. Also new this week, Jeremy Renner's season 4 of The Mayor of Kingstown drops on Sunday on Paramount Plus. Nobody Wants This, back for season 2. That's the Kristen Bell and Adam Brody series. It starts tomorrow on Netflix. There is something called Harlan Coben's Lazarus, about a forensic psychologist who returns home after his father's death and begins having unsettling experiences. That starts, it's actually streaming right now on Amazon Prime. For documentaries this week, we've got Ben Stiller chronicling the life and careers of his parents. The great Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira.
I have to see this.
You have to see this. It's really well done, but it'll bring back a million memories of the great Stiller and Mira. And that starts streaming Friday on Apple TV+. And also there is a baseball documentary about the demise of the once great Montreal Expos. Who Killed the Montreal Expos is streaming now on Netflix.
They have a great logo. That's all I know.
That's true.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's very true, yeah.
All right, well, that's cool. I hope you can make it through the Vincent Price movie this time.
I have not had to run screaming out of a theater in a very long time. And believe me, I've had plenty of reasons to over the years.
And you're on Sunday?
So, yeah, I'll be on Sunday. I think we are only on till 11 to make room for Hamp and OB. And I'm sure we have some very interesting surprises, which means I have no idea what's on the show this
Hey, I learned from the best. I like that. I'm going to start using that in promos. Big surprises coming.
I'm going back to, yeah, exactly. We have big surprises today. I have no idea what any of them are. I'm going to go back to the Loop exhibit here at the Museum of Broadcast Communication. In fact, I'm going to show it on TV in just a few minutes because our own Robin Baumgarten is also featured in the exhibit. Also with a bizarre hairdo. I don't know what it was about the women of the Loop back then, but everybody had a weird hairdo back then.
It was the 80s, the late 80s, early 90s. That's what people did.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Did you have giant shoulder pads too?
Darn right I did. And Robin and I discussed our shoulder pads. We were fast friends at the Loop radio station. I love that girl. So yeah,
that was a very interesting dynamic of a radio station back then, legendary in Chicago.
It's sad that it's no longer with us on the Loop.
Very true. Very true.
All right, Dean. I will talk to you tomorrow, or no? You're off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh
no, I'll be here tomorrow.
Right.
I'll be here tomorrow.
I don't know what day it is.
What are you trying to get rid of me?
No, it's always a pleasure. Oh. All right, Dino. Talk to you.
See you, buddy.
Okay. Oh, I got to see you, buddy. I love that.